Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message for today is entitled, Being Made Whole, and comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. I know that you all are already giving us your undivided attention, but for those who just may not be, I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for such a warm welcome, and those who have tuned in as well. I thank you and express my appreciation for your time and your attention. Today's lesson, I want to encourage all of us to remind ourselves from time to time that we are what God would have us to be if we have truly given our life over to his care. When Christ makes you whole, being made whole, when a man is made whole, is all about Jesus. Because in our culture, there are some things that will definitely change a man. Money, a job position, a title, social status, education, and relationships. Some of these things can make a person feel complete, or a combination of them may. The question is, what if neither works? The discussion in this letter was, what makes a man whole? The Colossian church had to choose between the philosophy of men and the gospel of Christ as the standard for living. The writer affirms that the gospel of Christ is all that's needed to be made whole or complete. Furthermore, the writer emphasizes that Christ is the creator of all things, the head of the church, the fullness of heaven on earth, and therefore he alone makes men whole or complete. And this is a reality that we must live with. So let's look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in everything, in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We want to, for a moment or so, reason from the scriptures and determine what takes place when a man is being made whole, when a man is made whole, or when a man is allowed Jesus to make him whole. Now, physically speaking, being made whole is realized in passages such as Matthew 9, when the man was healed, being crippled, Acts 9, when a man was healed, being crippled, and John chapter 9, when the boy who was born blind was made able to see. But in spiritually speaking, when a person is made whole or complete, they become recipients of the power of prayer. They receive a new standard to live by. They receive access to divine resource. They have new people placed in their life that was unavailable before the change. Now, let's look at each of these for a moment or so. In verse 9, Colossians chapter 1, the Bible says that for this cause, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You see, when we become recipients of the power of prayer, That means there are those who are praying on our behalf. We are told in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we are to pray without ceasing. And if I am praying without ceasing and remembering you and not my prayers, you become recipient of the power of prayer. James 5:19 said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so when we ask each other to pray for me, it should be just a mouthing of the words. This is divine request. Because if we truly believe in the power of prayer, we ask our brothers and sisters to pray for me, or we tell them, I'm praying for you, pray for them and mean it. Because true prayer is powerful. It changed things. And when people want you to pray for them, I hope and trust that they're not saying this, going through some mental gymnastics, but they believe that they're going to receive a blessing on account of your prayer. So let us remind ourselves that prayer is real. Prayer is a divine thing of God, and prayer changes life. What it does in this prayer and this request or this statement in verse 9, there are those who needed to learn more about the will and way of God. And so when we receive prayer on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ, it permits knowledge of God's will to become a part of who we are. It compels you to know and do God's will. It distinguishes between spiritual and worldly wisdom. It moves you to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we request these kind of prayers, pray for me that I may grow stronger, we use these phraseologies no time often. Often when we be coming for the church and ask for prayers, and these are good things, but let us mean it. Let the prayer mean it, and let the potential recipient of prayer believe in it. But also, when we are made whole, being made whole, we receive a new standard to live by. Notice verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. What this basically means is that we get a fresh start in life. A new focus and goals and fresh and good goals are made. You know, being bearing good fruit is now part of your life. You know, we talk about fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, where you begin to model those fruits, love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness. These things become who you now are. Your outward life now must correspond to your knowledge. What you know about God, you got to start living it, and others need to be able to see it. Well, whether they see it, but you certainly need to be living it or not. But they will see it if you live it. But also, a real change can be realized now that you're in Christ. The Hebrew writer tells us how we are to be models for those who are without. And so as a man that's being made whole, not only do they become recipients of the power of prayer, not only do they receive a new standard in life, but also they receive access to divine resources. Oh, there's a lot of resources out there, but barriers to become the spiritual or divine resource. They are entitled, or the child of God is the only one that's entitled to divine resources. Philippians 3:16 talks about that all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3, talk about how divine and spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. And we need to realize that. See, we're able to prevent hard times from discouraging us when we are truly made whole. We're able to prevent people from frustrating us when we truly are made whole. We're able to enjoy and appreciate the inner grace we have in knowing that God loves us when we are made whole. And we can enjoy the spiritual blessings only received by those who are in Christ. And so we do receive access to divine resources. We receive a new standard to live by, and we become recipients of the power of prayer when we are made whole by Christ. And then, of course, when a man is being made whole, or have been made whole, or when Christ makes one whole, they have a new person, new people placed in their lives that was unavailable before the change. Well, that happened because when you change, people see a change in you, and now you get more of a drawing power. In other words, when your attitude, your personality, and your character strengths these are the things that either draw people to you or push them away. You know, the Bible talks about the love of money is the root of all evil. We kind of talk about it in Matthew 5:44. What happens to you is important. It's not as important as how you respond to it. We are to love our neighbors. That's a paradox. Love those who hate me. Pray for them who despitefully use me. Do good to them that don't like you. But this is what Christ came to show us, the different, the opposite spectrum of living a true and wholesome life. Yes, we are to love our enemies. We are to pray for them, and we are to be good to those who despitefully use us. That's a change. That's when Christ makes you whole. You can function at that level. Galatians 6:12-10 says, do good unto all men, especially those who are the household of faith. You reap what you sow. If you sow love, you reap it. If you sow good, you reap it. If you sow evil, that's what you're going to reap. And so we are to teach as and warn others that they too can be made whole. We are to admonish one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You see, you are whole, or that is, we are whole, because we have been translated from darkness to light, from condemnation to forgiveness, and from slavery to freedom. We are free because we are free indeed, because we are now in Christ Jesus. So I want to leave us with this word of encouragement on this morning, that when you remain whole, you remain whole. Oh, yes, I realize there's a process of growth. We all go through that. But if your heart is right and you really want to be who Christ would have you to be, live for Jesus. Associate with those who live for Jesus. Pray with those and pray for those who love Jesus. Be kind to those who don't know and love Jesus. Read God's word. Pray fervently in the Spirit. Request your fellow Christian to pray for you. And you pray for them, because we are recipients of the power of prayer. We do receive a new standard to live by. We do have access to divine resources, and we will have good people, different people placed in our life before the change took place, before we were made whole. You know, not many people, even in the physical realm, want to really be bosom buddy with people who are crippled, people who are physically challenged, people who have mental disorders. They are those special people who are called to be a part of their life. But on the norm, we don't rush to become bosom buddies or hanging out friends with people who got abnormalities. We don't. But when we feel that they are whole, they walk like us, they talk like us, they can run, they can jump, they're not slobbering, or they're not crippled, they're not handicapped, they're not mentally challenged, we are not in a rush to be a part of them. But soon we think they are fixed, or we want to be a part of them. Well, just think in the spiritual realm how people look at you and I. When we are walking images of sin, people don't want to be bothered with us. But soon they think that we are decent, functional, socially accepted people. Oh, how you doing, Mr. Griffin? How you doing? Well, we need to think along that same line. When we were once in Christ, when we weren't in Christ, we didn't have many good people in our lives that really loved us and cared for us. But now that we're in Christ, there's supposed to be a change. There's to be. We have that drawing power as God's children. And people want to be around you because they see you differently now. And so think about it for a moment. When you were not in Christ, living and walking in Christ, were made whole, compare that to the people who loved you and is a part of your life now. You can realize the difference in your own life. And so I want to live with this word today, that when Christ makes you whole, being made whole, when a man is made whole by Christ, he is made whole. May God bless you and may he keep you as we pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful and we're so appreciative of all that you are and all that you should ever be in our lives. We pray that you continue to be merciful and long-suffering to this dying and perishing world. Retrieve as many of your servants as you can. Give them the strength and power to realize that since they've been made whole, they have to live whole lives. They have to realize that they are recipients of the power of prayer. They have to realize that they have received a new standard in life to live by. and that they have access to divine resources, and that you have placed people in their lives that was unavailable before they were made whole. May you guide and keep us all. This is our prayer in your Son Christ's name. Amen.
It's just another day. I've been working for the Lord, and I know that it won't be long before I get my reward, and I will live with Him.
I'll keep traveling on.